at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Valid through March 7th.
Your Saturday morning forecast is brought to you by Royal Plumbing, the place to go for walk-in tubs and showers. That's Royal Plumbing in Prairie City. We'll have sunshine today with a high of 57. The wind out of the south southeast will gust as high as 26 miles per hour. Our overnight low will be around 39. Sunday will be mostly cloudy with a high of 54. Overnight Sunday, showers are likely. We could possibly have a thunderstorm with a low of 44.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, doll.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
My life.
Good Saturday morning to you. How about that? Welcome. Welcome this morning. Brought to you by the absolutely shining sun this morning. Sneaking through those windows on this Saturday morning, getting us up and around as the days get a little longer here in the heartland, and Mother Nature starts to turn the chapter on a new season. And we're going to do the same thing here this morning, turning the chapter to new season. But boy, is it a beautiful day here in the heartland. And how about that weather forecast for today? We might peak that 60 degree mark. And wow, wonderful. You think about a week ago, I was stepping out of my Tahoe, and as if I was performing in some Winter Olympics competition, slid underneath the shaggin' wagon, spilt my coffee all over myself. And you know, I said that someplace, somewhere, someone's going to have video of this, because there's nowhere in the world, no place that you can get away with doing anything without being caught. Well, Joe Millage did have pictures, and so that's not the good news. But boy, what a beautiful day here in the heartland. And we're going to have to be fast here this morning, because we've got a very quick show. We're going to run the gauntlet here this morning on the winter and on the upcoming spring sports. That's right. We're going to talk some track here this morning, as Coach Long and Coach Hill are going to stop by momentarily and talk about the upcoming track seasons, and another year that is full of optimism as track has become another one of the named sports here in Albia, as the Blue Demons and Lady D's have been absolutely blazing up those tracks around southern Iowa, and leaving their mark on the state and the Drake Relay. So we'll talk with the coaches, kind of get a shadow or a pre-shadowing of the upcoming season. And then we're going to talk with Tom Caker to HawkeyeReport.com. Hawkeye fans, you're going to want to stay here at the end of the hour. We're going to talk Hawkeye sports and maybe some of the things that are floating around right now that after a painful basketball season may make it a interesting and painful off season as well, as we may have some news on Tyler Cook. No breaking news in particular, but maybe up to three players. You know, when I talked to Tom, that, you know, his over-under on the number of players leaving the Iowa basketball program, he's got the over on three. And so that's a lot of moving parts. And a young team that didn't fulfill most of our expectations. And as a matter of fact, those of us who went into the football season thinking that the Hawks might have a a good year, or you know, you thought they might struggle a little bit with the young team and a new quarterback, but the expectations were just to survive football season because, man, basketball was going to be something special. Well, Hawk fans, we got something special, all right, but it was just the opposite of the spectrum in which we thought might unfold. And I know Cyclone fans, you've had the pains and woes as well of a basketball season, but we're going to talk with Tom Caker this morning at the end of this hour about the upcoming off season, and spring football is in the air as spring starts to take over. But this morning, to start things off, we're going to catch up with the Iceman, Carter Isley, who right now is getting prepared to take the mats down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we're going to visit with him. What a great conversation that we had. Obviously, I can't visit with him this morning because, truly, he's going to be taking the mats probably during this show. And so while we're on the air here, we may have some updates on his journey there in Tulsa. But at the Big 12 Championships, and a chance to earn a ticket to go to the NCAA Finals. Here's a kid that wrestled on these mats right here in Albia, Iowa, and I know all of us are very proud of Carter, and as great of a wrestler he is, I know that over the years you've got to get a sneak peek at who Carter is as a person, but I'm going to tell you, folks, I ain't got enough airtime to put out the right explicit words of how talented Carter Isley is as a man and as a person, and you're going to find that in this reflective conversation. He's having lots of fun, and he just approaches life the right way, and it's going to be a great conversation. So I invite you to stay right here as we talk with Carter Isley here after this opening break. But I want to give a shout out to our entire entertaining school programs. Now, you know, folks, honestly, sports is about entertainment. Our kids go out and play on these courts, on these fields, and in the end, it is for their fun or joy. But ultimately, as spectators, it's our entertainment, and we got a great entertainment department at Albia Community School District. This week, I got to drive down to Bloomfield and be a part of watching the conference junior high choir, and it was amazing. And it was not a competition, but it was not a competition even if they would have had a competition, and that is not running any of the other programs down, because I was impressed with all the district's schools. But how about what Mr. Steinis does with our vocal programs? And on Thursday night, they had another concert here in Albia, and it was just amazing. And how about opening up the concert with probably 300 people in attendance, all the kids, the performers, all singing the national anthem? And no, I didn't see not a single knee. So you probably have an idea where I stand on that one. But it was just amazing. And then last night, going to the theater and watching the junior high perform their plays and seeing the athletes, which, by the way, in this in these small towns, all of you throughout Southern Iowa who are listening to me that aren't from Albia, you know what I'm talking about. Over there in Sheraton and Eddyville and in Fremont and over in Cardinal, I know you're listening right now in Centerville. We have unique opportunities for our kids that the big city can never give them, and that is opportunity to perform in all kinds of things. And kids, if you're listening, take advantage of it, because last night that was on full display. This whole week was on full display of the things that our kids get to participate in and be a part of. And I believe in the fullness of a person, and I love athletics. Don't get me wrong. You're hearing a guy that's going to talk sports all morning long. But kudos to all that are giving these opportunities to our kids, and how about the performing arts departments for our schools. And down at that conference choir meet that was put together down in Bloomfield, kudos to them for putting it on and hosting it, but all the kids should be very, very proud. But here in a second, we're going to come back, and I promise you a special treat, as Carter Isley is on deck, and we're going to talk wrestling, and what you find from him is you're going to get a whole lot more than just wrestling when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
a senior in high school with plans to attend college or vocational school next fall? Then listen up. Community First Credit Union is awarding $42,000 in scholarships to area high school seniors in 2018. Apply today by visiting our website at c1stcu.com. Deadline to submit your application is March 15th. Don't miss out on a chance to earn free money towards your education. Community First Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
With me now is the Iceman Carter, the Iceman Isley. And Carter, welcome aboard, buddy. This is a huge week for you. And boy, where does time go? Just a blink of an eye, and we were just getting this season started, and we were on this phone talking about the upcoming season. And here you find yourself in the Big 10 or Big 12 championships.
Hey, Jason, thanks for having me, but, man, I can't believe how fast the season has gone so far. It's unbelievable. It feels like 2 weeks ago we were talking on the phone at the beginning of the season, talking about going to the tournament Ames. Now here we are about to go to the Big 12 tournament.
Well, I think about it, Carter. The transition from a high school senior to a freshman in college, and then, going into now your redshirt freshman year to become the full-time starter at the heavyweight position, which is a pretty at the heavyweight position you physically got to be ready because the rest of the world is, and as a redshirt freshman, all these things that are new. What if of all the new things in this year and as you reflect on it, what has been the biggest challenge or the thing that maybe has been the biggest thing to have to overcome in this redshirt freshman year?
Just getting through it, like just being mentally tough. Like, beginning of the season, man, I was taking some lumps, man. And it was just like, I was just always feeling down on myself. I was like, man, this sucks. Like, I was kind of getting upset about myself. Then you just got to get back to work. You got to put the work in. You get what you earn. So, got back to work, starting to win matches, and that motivates me to do better, keep putting more work in. That's pretty much the biggest thing is, even though you have to take some lumps, you just got to get back up and keep going after it. I mean, that's the biggest thing for me right now. I can't just look back on it and kind of get sad about it. I just got to look at it and learn from it. I can't just dwell on it, be sad. So that's the biggest thing I think so far, my redshirt or my freshman season.
Well, I look at this.
Get back up.
20-10, that's an amazing run as a redshirt freshman, particularly at this weight class when you're wrestling, by the way, in the Big 12, which was one of the elite wrestling conferences in the whole country. It's not easy to be thrown in at 285 wrestling the kind of talent that you wrestled. And you wrestled the who's who of the heavyweights in the country.
Yeah, I've wrestled some tough components this year. I wrestled All-American last year. I was in the match pretty well and just got put up in a position that I wasn't comfortable in and got caught, fortunately. But it's just awesome going out there competing against some of the best guys in the nation and seeing how you do against them. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but you always learn from it. It's like, wow, I can compete with the best people in the nation. It's just, I don't know, it's just something like inside you that just makes you like just want to go harder, just train or do better things for yourself so you can someday be better than those guys, beat the best guys in the nation instead of just sticking with them and losing at the end. It's just, I don't know, it's a pretty surreal feeling, honestly.
We're going to get to the Big 12 championships as an individual here in a second, Carter. I want to really dive in because this is going to be a big weekend for you. But let's talk about this team. The Panthers really came in with lots of expectations as a team, and going into the Big 12 conference was a big deal for the program, and now ultimately a big deal for you to be able to wrestle on this stage. But as a team, to me, having the type of team that you have to be surrounded with a bunch of winners and a program that's about winning, that has to be a really good thing for you individually. But this has to have been a really fun season to be a part of a really good team.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome being one that's part of this team. It's like high school when we were winning. It's just a blast. And I don't know, these guys know how to work hard. They know how to push you, but they also have fun while doing it. So it just makes it exciting. You go up and down the lineup, everybody just works their butts off. But every single guy is cool, nice, funny guys, and it just makes it fun to be around. You travel with them week in, week out, and I don't know, you learn a lot about the team, and I don't know, just like you become brothers, like you become family, you have one another's backs, and I don't know, it's pretty awesome just getting to know these guys from all different, they're just not from your hometown. These guys are from Iowa, Minnesota, Georgia, they're from all over, and you just becoming best friends with these guys. I don't know, it's a pretty good bonding experience, and I don't know, I love just being with these guys. It's just awesome. Just, I don't know, it's just an amazing feeling just knowing I have such great teammates.
Well, I think, you know, wrestling is a sport and it's a lot of fun, but it becomes a lot of work, particularly when you throw that on to the real purpose you're there, and that's to get an education. And then, you know, when you're surrounded by people that, you know, that you love and love on you, it probably makes the whole journey easier.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Like if you ever need anything, you can just ask a coach, they'll help you. You can ask, like you usually have at least one guy on my team in the classroom. You just work together, get it done. I don't know, it's just awesome having people there just every step of the way, helping you just get along, and I don't know, there's a lot of support, and I don't know, it just makes things a lot more easier just knowing you have somebody right there with you.
Well, Carter, let's jump into this weekend. It's the Big 12 championships, and when I look at the brackets that were released, I can say this because I'm a biased outsider, but man, I thought you really got I don't think they got the seeding correctly. You know, when I look at the seeding that you got, you're going to take on Robert Winters first, but you know, you beat Marcus Harrington of ISU, who, you know, got a higher seed. There's nothing you can do about it but on wrestle, but I sure felt like you maybe got shortchanged on the seeding.
Yeah, honestly, I don't really care right now what the seeds are. I mean, everybody right now is 0-0. It doesn't really matter. You just go out there and compete. But I love the draw I got. I get to wrestle a couple dudes I've wrestled this year, and I'm just confident going in there. I know they're worried about it. They're probably like, dang, I got a tough draw. I got a sucky draw. I'm excited about my draw. I can't wait. I got that first round match, and you get that first round match, you get those little pre-match jitters out. I don't know, I'm glad I got that first match to get it just out of the way. Just, I'm excited for that match. Just go out there and wrestle, do what I do. But yeah, the seating was a little weird. Like I looked at him too. I'm like, whoa, that was cool. Kind of surprised me a bit. But my coach said, who cares about that? All right, you're 0-0. You just go out and have fun. Nothing matters anymore.
Well, coach is saying, hey, I got a guy out there that can get us some bonus points because, you know, you're representing you, but you also are, as a team, trying to get a Big 12 championship, and you know, you got the horses to do it, and those bonus points are going to really matter. And to me, bonus points are about when you go out as a wrestler, and this is what I enjoyed watching you as a wrestler, and particularly as a heavyweight man, you are an aggressor. Buddy, when you're on your offense and you're attacking, you know, you look like one of those 149-pounders out there instead of a 285-pounder, and that sets you up in places where you can score lots of points to you know, to build the type of lead to get those bonus points. But also, man, when you're putting that kind of pressure on your opponent, when heavyweights aren't that kind of by nature, that's certainly an advantage to you as a wrestler, I would think.
Oh yeah, no doubt. When they're worrying about me, that's all I want, because all I have to do is worry about myself. I got to worry about me shooting, me scoring often, because when they're worried about me, they're thinking about the wrong things, and they're worried about my stuff, and that's this extra thinking in their head. So I'm just worried about what I can do. It just makes it so much easier for me. So I just go out there, just pretty much do what I do, just shoot. Try to score often, try to open it up and make it fun for the fans. That's what I've been trying to, the past couple of weeks, just working with my coaches and the teammates. I've been trying to just open it up more, just get exhausted, try to get just super tired, so I know that I'm working my butt off. I know what I'm doing. I know, like, I'm working harder than the other guy out there right now.
We kind of had a little bit of a reprieve here with the, you know, with your last duel being in the books for a while. You've had a little time to rest, which is so important this time of year. I think it's maybe one of the most underestimated thing is that getting good rest and being healthy at this moment, so important.
Oh yeah, no doubt. After the Mizzou meet, we had a couple days off, but then we got back to the grind. Like that the week in between, it was a pretty tough week. Like we were trying to just go hard, try to get, like, our bodies sore. But so this week was, like, the week before now, it was a lot lighter. It was just, like, kind of just what we want to do, what we felt, and just make sure that we feel good. And I don't know, right now I felt the best I've ever felt right now, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, I know you got your eye on one thing, and that is having your hand raised and getting that Big 12 championship. And that's, I know, your goal. But in order to qualify for the NCAA Nationals, each conference is allotted a specific number of entries. And for the Big 12, it's heavyweight, it's three entries. You know you got to finish in the top three if you want to become one of the, get that ticket, which is like the golden ticket to Wells Fargo to go to the Nationals.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. If I want to punch my ticket, I got to get the top three. But right now, it's just one match at a time. You just can't, you can't look ahead. You kind of just got to focus right then and there. That first match is all I'm worried about right now. But top three, it's a little bit of pressure. It's like there's, what, I think 12 teams? Yeah, there's 12 teams in the Big 12, and they're all going for that exact same spot as you. But you guys just go out there and rip their goals away so you can keep on going for your dreams.
Well, the third is just huge. March 3rd is just huge. This is a huge date Saturday for you, because you got you to get to a place where you can put yourself into a qualifying situation. You got three matches all in one day, buddy, and that's a huge challenge physically.
Oh yeah, no doubt. That's a huge challenge. But you know what? I'm glad I'm in this position. I mean, I'm glad I'm gonna get tested like this, and I can't wait.
Man,
I can't wait to go out and just prove a lot of people wrong. A lot of people are kind of doubting me, like, oh, now he didn't have that good of a season. He's not where we wanted him to be. But I just can't wait to go out there and prove them wrong. Just be like, you know what? I had a rough part of the season, but I'm here. I'm ready to make a statement. All right.
You know, I just sense you having a lot of fun right now, Carter.
Oh, no doubt. Like, I'm always smiling, always having a good time. Like, I don't know. I'm at a good point in my life right now, and honestly, I don't know. It's like, it's been helping me a lot lately. Ever since I started like enjoying wrestling more, enjoying practice more, you start loving it more. Then I don't know. It just makes everything else easy. Like, you walk around with a smile on your face instead of kind of just a little bit down on yourself. I don't know. Like, I just got a really good feeling, and I'm just super excited for this weekend.
Well, I got to ask you, when did that feeling change for you? What was maybe the marker that changed that? To make it. And it is an ear between ear thing, in my opinion. This isn't a physical thing. What was the moment that maybe things really started to grab hold and to make this fun and maybe turn that corner for you mentally?
Honestly, I started like kind of reading some books. I mean, that kind of did it for me. Like, I read this book called The Championship Mind, and it pretty much just said, I don't know, like, pretty much you just got to get a mental game. You got to just be like, you just got to live a better lifestyle. Once you start living that lifestyle, I don't know, everything just starts making sense. Everything just starts becoming more easy. Then, like, I started getting better. Like, right now, out of my past, like, I think, like, 9 matches or so, I've only lost 2. Like, I've been picking up a little bit better. In the practice room, I started, like, just, I don't know, like, a little bit working, like, I was already working hard, but kind of just saying, like, ah, screw it. Like, I got to go hard. Who cares if I get tired? It's going to happen no matter what. So I've pretty much been trying to just get as tired as possible, just training my body, training my mind that I can do more than I'm capable of thinking I can do. So,
well, man,
it's kind of tough to explain, but I don't know. It's just the books kind of help.
Well, buddy, watching you compete and seeing you over the years, there's no doubt in my mind the limits to your talent and capabilities, there is none. And I cannot wait to watch this unfold. And we're back here in Southern Iowa cheering you on while you're down in Tulsa. And go have fun and keep up that attitude. You've got it right, brother. You have nothing to lose. And it's just go out and have fun and smile a lot and enjoy the ride.
Oh, man, I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to represent Southeast Iowa.
That is Carter the Iceman Isley. And, of course, we're going to keep you updated, folks, on how things progress. But one thing for sure, we know he's going to go out there and represent us all well. And what a great season. Just a freshman competing at 285 pounds amongst the elite in all of wrestling. And, folks, this is the Big 12, okay? And he's on the big stage, and he's already doing big things. And I'll never have to understate this one. The best for Carter Isley is always yet to come. And so, man, it's going to be fun. We're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Christian.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Oakwood Specialty Care is a proud partner of the Veterans Administration. We are contracted to provide many health services to this community's veterans. Some services include therapy, pain management, and fall assessment. We take this role on with sentiment, admiration, and pride. If you are a vet and living in Albia but receiving services in the Des Moines area, inquire about receiving them closer to home at Oakwood Specialty Care, located just south of the square in Albia.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Kaysen's Pride and Joy Simmental Annual Bull Sale is coming Saturday, March 3rd to the Russell Livestock Market at high noon. Kaysen bulls are known for performance, power, disposition, fertility, and calving ease. For more information on the 53 bulls coming to market on March 3rd, give Denny a call at 641-814-3332.
Or call Landon at 641-799-7350.
It's Kaysen's Pride and Joy Simmental Bull Sale, Saturday, March 3rd, in Russell at high noon.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Buckle up, here we go. We're on the go as the starting gun for the track season about to get underway here. And a guy that understands fast, and that is Coach Justin Long here with us. And Coach, it is fast between seasons as well, because we were just taking the headsets off, and now we're putting them back on, and another promising year ahead for Lady D Track.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, I guess, and it does. It seems like last season just ended, and before we knew it, this season was underway, and it doesn't seem like it's possible, but we just finished our third week of the preseason training, and we've got one more week to go before we start for real.
Well, you got to hear the Carter Isley interview, and boy, there's a specialness about athletes who get the mental side of the game and understand the impact of life on the inside and its influence on us on the outside. I know you have another Isley and that's around you that's got that figured out. But when kids get that figured out, boy, you can make amazing athletes.
Yeah, and the mental side of the sport is basically a third of what you need to be successful. And we have a lot of girls who are students of the sport and who it really matters to, and have put the time in to understand what they need to do in their training and outside of the scheduled practice time to make sure that they're as good as they can be and as sharp as they can be so they can meet their goals.
Well, kind of like the four seasons here, as we're turning the page here from winter to spring, there's four seasons of a track season. You got the preseason, then you've got the indoor season, then the outdoor season, and then the postseason. And Coach, right now you're looking be coming out of the preseason and start this indoor season.
Yeah, we have two indoor meets on our schedule this year. You know, it's really hard to find indoor meets where you can go and get the kind of races or events that you want, and it is a little bit different when you're on a 200 meter track instead of a 400 meter track. So it's a real short part of it, but we need that because we need to see what happens under competition and, you know, how competitive people are when the lights come on. And it'll help us answer some questions as well that we can't answer in a practice setting.
Well, what are the questions coming into this season for you as a program? The first place the questions I'm going to give to you, and that's what my job is, kind of, other than I think people think I just, they want more of you and less of me. But here's the question, and it starts with numbers, and numbers at the top, typically, you know, seniors are they are important. They tend to drive the bus to where the team's going to go.
Yeah, it's definitely senior-led. We have about a fourth of our squad is made up of seniors who have been a part of our program for 4 years. And they're a group who really helped change the culture. When they stepped in as freshmen, they had high expectations for themselves, and they were able to combine with last year's senior class, which was full of some tremendous athletes, and take the program to heights it hasn't been to before. And that's really where it starts. And we also have a solid group of juniors, and I think our biggest class is our sophomore class, but, you know, they were around what we did last year, and they bought in, and then the freshmen this year that we have just kind of stepped in and met the expectation of this is how we do things, because that's the tone that has been set by those older girls.
Hasn't that made this preseason, it's never easy and shouldn't be, but hasn't it made it flow better with, you know, having that type of expectations put on the program and the influence of these seniors and the culture that's being changed and growing, and that certainly had to make going into this preseason easier. And
absolutely, and you know, it makes it easier for us as coaches because we don't have to lay out all of those expectations, because the girls know, and when it comes to drills and things like that, we can say, hey, this is what drill we want to do, and if it involves hurdles or whatever, they can set it up and they can execute it, and everybody else falls in line. And that also allows us as coaches to work with individuals more when you have a group of girls who can run things themselves pretty much.
We're talking with the head coach, Justin Long, here for the Abia Lady D track team. And coach, you know, the mental aspect of it, obviously you got athletes as seniors who are competitors and have that competitive internal drive. But they've been in a place, and the program's been in a place where, you know, you've been seeking. And, you know, now you're going to be one of the teams that's being sought.
Yeah, you know, I think if you look around and you probably ask some people, they would probably think that we're going to take a little bit of a step backwards because of the talent that we lost, and the team's certainly going to look different on the track. We're going to have to score our points in some different ways, but we're pretty confident that we can do that. And, you know, I think that's probably part of the rallying cry for this group of girls, that they can say, hey, we can do this too. We're pretty good.
Well, the weather, Coach, this will be always a theme. I know you'd like to have seen this maybe on Tuesday and have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday look like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. But getting some time on the track, always a challenge, and so you got to be innovative in the ways that you can get those skill sets put in early on.
Yeah, it's really been hit or miss so far with the weather, and yeah, we would have definitely taken today and the forecast for tomorrow last time I saw. But a lot of our preseason stuff is building a base, and it's real general. And we spend a lot of time in the weight room. We're in there 3 days a week. And so that's not affected by weather. And working on technical stuff, a lot of that can be done in the gyms if it needs to be. But at some point, you do need to be able to get outside and run longer, and especially for those distance runners, they just have to go outside unless it's freezing rain or below zero. They're just going to have to tough it out. But obviously, with the events they're running, they're tough people anyway.
Well, they got today, and I got my running this morning, and it was great. But, you know, they got today, and they can do it on their own, you know, right? But, Coach, were you telling me that your kids were in the weight room? You mean the weight room doesn't create muscle-bound athletes that are immobile?
No, definitely not.
You hear that sarcasm, by the way, folks.
You know, it depends on how you structure your weight program. You can certainly build it up to create giant human beings like you see in the fitness magazines, but our program isn't designed to do that, and our early season is really it's more of a conditioning and cardio type and helping them achieve base fitness and getting their muscles ready to lift heavier weights, because that's what we need to do so that we can build that power and explosion that most of the events in track and field need.
Yeah, it also helps flexibility. So if you have a young athlete and you've had the mindset that it creates muscle-bound athletes that can't throw a ball or run very fast because they're muscle-bound, welcome to the 20th century here, because it's a difference maker for most programs.
Yeah, not only that, not only the flexibility aspect, but it's huge in injury prevention.
Right.
And fixing muscle imbalances that humans naturally have, and there's no better way to do those things in the weight room. And not only does it help our sport, but it helps every sport, and there's a mental aspect to it as well. When you're fit and you feel strong, that's going to affect your performance in a positive way as well, and give you that self-confidence that you need.
Well, Coach, before I let you go here, real quick, can give me something that maybe you're always excited for a track. I think you just love being out there in the details. That's one thing I've enjoyed watching you guys as coaches, and is that, you know, you really hone on the details. It's not just go out and run and then hope we get better. But what's one thing that maybe you're excited about for this upcoming season?
Well, I think the challenge of seeing how all the pieces fit together in a lineup, and where our points are going to come from. And one thing we do have right now, we have a lot of athletes who have a lot of flexibility, who can go and do a lot of different things. And we have a group of girls who are kind of training as combinations, where they can go down and they can sprint, but they can probably also go up and run 800 meters. And that combination is going to allow us to have the flexibility that we need when that championship season rolls around, and put together a lineup that's capable of scoring a lot of points.
I like the change here. It's not the postseason, it's championship season. Attaway, Coach. That is the outstanding coach of the Albia Lady D track team. And boy, buckle up, folks. It's going to be a fun, fast ride this track season. And Coach Long will come back. Is that right, Coach? And we'll keep all of you updated and entertained with this upcoming track season. We're going to take a quick time out, and we're going to sandwich between Coach Darren Heedle will join us here and talk about the boys' track here towards the end of the hour. But here in a second, Hawkeye fans, you want to stay right here. Tom Caker's going to join us here as we continue on this Coach's Corner.
Coach's Corner, after a quick message for our sponsors.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from, so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
Oakwood Specialty Care, located just south of the square in Albia, is looking for smart, dependable, hardworking healthcare professionals to provide high-quality care to our residents. We are currently hiring RNs and LPNs for evening and overnights. We are also hiring certified aides for evenings and overnights. We offer full benefit package, including anniversary bonuses and tuition assistance. Oakwood Specialty Care is an equal opportunity employer. Go to careinitiatives.org and click on the employment page to apply.
Here in Iowa, pheasants are making a strong comeback thanks to local habitat organizations like Pheasants Forever. Hi, I'm Wendell Campbell with the Mahaska County Chapter of Pheasants Forever, and I'm inviting you to our 30th anniversary banquet on Saturday, March 24th, starting at 5 p.m. in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa. For tickets and sponsorship opportunities, give me a call at 673-4462. There'll be games for kids of all ages, raffles with great prizes from Grizzly Coolers, Winchester and Browning Shotguns, Savage Rifles, and the largest general raffle in all of Iowa. Help support the Habitat organization, where 100% of what we raise will stay local. In 30 years, we've raised and spent over $1 million in Habitat support here in South Central Iowa. So please join us March 24th for a smoked pork loin dinner and the most fun you can have indoors at Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa. For more information, give me a call, 673-4462, or check us out on Facebook under Mahaska County PF.
Rooster!
At Community First Credit Union, we work hard to make your banking experience the best it can be. Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Android Pay services are here. Enjoy an easier way to pay in stores and added security for online purchases. With high-tech tools and high-touch services, you can have both. Are you taking advantage of an easier way to bank? Let's talk today. Not a member? Applying online has never been easier. Go to c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us, because at C1st, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Join us on the phone line is our Hawkeye fans' very own Dr. Feelgood. That's right. The first place I go to in the morning to get my Hawkeye fix is HawkeyeReport.com. And Dr. Feelgood himself, Tom Caker, joining us here on the phone lines. And Tom, welcome aboard, buddy. And maybe a rough winter here for us as Hawk fans is maybe the ending of a basketball season isn't the worst thing that could happen, but it's been a rough ride to being a Hawk fan this basketball season.
Yeah, it's been a bumpy ride for the first time, really, I think, in the eight-year tenure of Fran McCaffrey. Just because, the expectations kind of got ramped up a little bit in during the off season. And then they had their first underachieving year under Fran, and really underachieved by a lot this year. Those seasons are going to happen, but doesn't make it any easier to digest from a fan perspective.
You know, as rough as the regular season was, and maybe to your benefit, because it's going to draw a lot of eyes to your website. By the way, Hawk fans, if you're a true Hawk fan, it's the first place you need to get to. Not just get the free content he's got, because it's really good stuff, but get on the inside, get inside that Hawkeye Lounge and get the inside information at HawkeyeReport.com. But man, it's going to be a busy off season as well, Tom. Hearing some of the reports and listening to you, it may be a very busy off season for the basketball program, and we might see some people leaving the program, which one of them may be a Tyler Cook.
Yeah, part of the nature of college basketball today, and it's not an Iowa thing, it's just a college basketball thing. There's kind of a transient nature to it, especially when you have a tough year. Guys look at their place, look at their opportunity, and maybe do some reassessment. And, I always say last
probably 5 years or so, there's been at least 700 kids that transfer, leave a school, and there's 350 schools, so do the math. You're going to have get hit by this, and right now, one of those guys that could be looking to exit, at least you know, from one perspective, is Tyler Cook, who I think is going to give a hard look to the NBA and potentially put his name in the draft process and begin to get evaluated by the Professional Basketball League and see where he stands.
You know, there were a lot of rumors that, you know, we're looking for transfer, and I think you quelled some of the rumors that are going around about maybe going to Missouri, but I just got the feeling that maybe, and you just touched on this, that maybe what he's doing is what Peter Jok did, and that is to test the waters, to find out, you know, where he's at, and if he doesn't hire a an agent, then, you know, he can do that and still come back, and that, as the eternal optimist that I am, because I'm looking for something to be optimistic about, that's kind of what I see him doing.
Yeah, there was the rumor about Missouri, and I really never bought fully into that. I thought there was, you know, maybe a chance that that would happen, but just didn't make much logical sense other than Mizzou is close to home for him. So from that perspective, it made some sense. But, you know, the NBA thing, I've always heard that he had planned on doing this. And one thing that fans should remember is that college players can do this every year. They can declare for the draft, get evaluated, get workouts from NBA teams, and as long as they don't sign with an agent, they can come back. And it used to be just a one-time pass. Now it's an every-year pass that they can do this. And so I don't know why more kids don't do it just for the sake of getting the evaluation. But I think that's what Tyler's going to do, and then he'll make a decision. Now, I do kind of think that he's at least gotten some feedback that suggests he might stay in. And I know from what I heard in New York, the family's at least having some discussions with agents to kind of get, you know, something in place in the event that he does get positive evaluations.
Agents. That might be a conversation we talk about in the off season as well, as this FBI investigation into the college basketball rule world and the AAU world, that may have a huge impact on this off season as well, as and maybe a whole bunch to do with maybe guys moving from programs and you know, I think one thing that we could always say about Fran, I think he runs a program the right way, and I don't think we're going to see Iowa involved in any of the FBI investigation, those type of things, and that may end up working to a team like Iowa and Fran McCaffrey, that may work out to their benefit.
Yeah, it will. You know, I never try to guess with this FBI investigation in college basketball. You know, if you're around it, you kind of know what's been going on for years, but it's been hard to pin down, and I think we'll continue to see how this evolves. But yeah, there's just, you know, that old seedy underworld is kind of where we're at and what you see all the time in the game, and now we're going to just wait to see how it all shakes out here in the near future.
Tom, for those of us who are trying to find some optimism, what is that optimism you see in this basketball program, and what can we hold on to that might give us hope that next year, you know, we might be dancing instead of watching the dance from the sidelines?
Well, the first thing I'd say is I think we all realize that there is offensive talent on this team, and it's going to get enhanced. You know, as Tyler comes back, if he doesn't, I think they'll still be okay. He's still their most dynamic offensive player because he just has things that a lot of guys don't have, the quick twitch athleticism that, you know, you really want on your team, and he's a guy you can dump it down to and he can score. but they're going to be adding Joe Wieskamp, and he's a dynamic scorer and really, really good player, excellent rebounder. I encourage people to watch him this week in Des Moines on Tuesday night when he plays against Patrick McCaffrey and Iowa City West. And then they're, you know, getting C.J. Frederick in. He'll help them with shooting. And they'll get Connor McCaffrey back as a point guard, and I think that's going to help Jordan Bohannon and everybody else on that end of the floor. They've got to fix the defense, and Fran has said that, and they're going to work on that, and it's got to be a team effort to play better defense.
Obviously, Fran McCaffrey's not on the hot seat in I mean, it's certainly warm, but it's not warm from losing your job standpoint. I think it's just warm because you can't see the program continue to go this way. But I think what helps take and put some ice on that heat is the fact that there is a lot of promise coming forward in the recruiting class, and with McCaffrey's sons coming in, and Joe Wieskamp. Is that how you say Wieskamp or Weisskamp?
Wieskamp.
So Wieskamp. And then they're on some big names, and there's help coming.
Yeah, you've got commitments from Joe Wieskamp, who is a top 40 recruit in the country. Patrick McCaffrey, Fran's next son, is a 2019 recruit. He's a top 30 player, might be a McDonald's All-American next year. So you've got some talent there. You've got in the 2020 class, you've got Xavier Foster, who's in Oskaloosa, who'll be playing at 4:30 on Tuesday in the Well. And you can go see him. He's a 6'10 kid, super athletic and shot blocker, and you know, can step out and shoot threes and make them. You've got DJ Carton in state, a kid from Bettendorf, who's point guard, left-hander. Kind of a bigger version of Dean Oliver, bigger, stronger version of Dean Oliver, probably about 6'1", and a good set of shoulders on him, and quickness, and can make threes and get to the bucket, and he's a priority for them right now. So there's some local help that they can potentially land down the road. You know, Carton and Foster are going to be national recruits, so they're going to have to compete with the big boys for them, but they're going to have a shot, and we'll see what happens. But I don't think it's a talent thing. I think guys on this team are talented enough. I just think they got to figure it out on the defensive end. And you know, I always say the defensive end is as much about desire as anything else, and it goes up to the kids on the floor and having that desire. Play a team concept defense.
Well, I think it's a lot about what you don't know that you don't know, and when you have freshmen and sophomores who make up the body of your program, and you don't have that senior leadership, and you know, if you just take the run that Fran's been on and look at the senior performances out of White and Jock and Utah, and you think about those players that have really had those senior roles. If you could say what is missing from this team this last year, that has to be it. And now the question is, can Nicholas Bear and or someone else, obviously Bohannon and Cook, if he comes back, now are going to be juniors, can they grab that mantle and really run with that? Because to me, that was the missing piece.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that I think maybe we all underestimated was the importance of leadership and veteran leadership on this team. Fran has been really fortunate that he has had really good leadership on his team, going back to Jared Cole, the first team, Matt Gatens, Eric May, Dev Marble, Woody Gazelle, Clements, the last year with Pete, Aaron White. Guys that have been really excellent senior leaders. He did not have that this year. He didn't have that senior who was a major player that could really get guys in line and everybody in the locker room looks to. This year was led by sophomores, and it's harder to do that. I think that was a missing component. Not that Tyler Cook or Jordan Bohannon aren't leaders, but that it's just harder to lead from that position at that point. So I think they'll get there with that. I think they'll figure it out, but they've just got to figure out that defensive end and how to play a team-centric defense that's going to help them. I think there's some promise with a guy like Luka Garza, who I know wants to lead and has that emotional leadership component to him. And I think Jordan wants to lead. So I think those guys will be in good shape, but it's just going to take time. But I think they'll get there.
Promise for the Hawks in the future, and a promise that if you go to HawkeyeReport.com, Tom Cakert and his outstanding team there will give you your Hawkeye fix. Tom, here's a chance to pimp your website, which, in my opinion, stands out alone. If you're a Hawk fan, it's the place you got to be.
Yeah, you know, stop on by HawkeyeReport.com on the Rivals Network. We're going to have a ton of stuff. You know, spring football is only a couple weeks away now. Starts up on the 21st, so we're going to wall-to-wall spring football coverage. There's a huge junior day coming up this weekend, so if you're into the recruiting side of things, we're going to have that covered pillar to post, and we'll have all kinds of news and notes from the weekend in Iowa City, and yeah, so it's going to be a fun time. The wrestlers are on the mat, so stop by and see how they're doing at the Big Ten meet that's going on right now.
Thanks, Tom, for stopping by, and we'll check in with you as we turn this calendar to spring and spring football and all the stuff that you just said right there, and we'll get all of our fans updated. And, of course, if you want instant information, HawkeyeReport.com, and that is Tom Cakert, Dr. Feelgood for us Hawk fans. And we'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Coach's Corner, after a quick message for our sponsors.
I'm Beth Hunter with this KIIC community calendar announcement that comes to us from the Bluegrass Music Association of Iowa. They're holding their 6th annual Des Moines Area Bluegrass Festival at Stony Creek Hotel in Johnston. Make your reservations now by calling 515-334-9000. That is for your hotel reservations. If you'd like to buy tickets to this event, you can contact the Bluegrass Music Association of Iowa at 641-799-1442 or buy your tickets online at iowabluegrassmusic.com. Featured bands this year will be the Baker Family, That Dalton Gang, Lori King and Junction 63, Fine Line Bluegrass, and Spring Street Bluegrass. There are workshops, fiddle contests, and plenty of music to take in at this event. You're listening to Community Calendar, keeping you informed and entertained.
Farming is a calling and a dangerous one at that. Every